Welcome to Viz City. I'm Sandy Brown Jensen.
And I'm Terry Way. Well, Sandy, I just rolled in from Salem. It's the first time I had seen the Halle Ford Museum, and it's a fantastic...
Now, where's that, Terry?
Well, the Halle Ford is part of the Willamette University, right on the edge of campus on State Street there. My friend John Rose, who actually used to sit in this chair about...
A little radio history note there?
Yeah, about 18 years ago. He was this side of the microphone. He and Jenny and Ann and I went up, saw a show called Timeless Renaissance, Italian drawings from the Alessandro Margiani collection. It's the first time these 74 drawings have been shown outside of Italy. They kind of found them in this little village. They were tucked away. It's a collection of drawings from the 16th to the 19th centuries. They were collected during the Napoleonic occupation of Italy.
That's amazing. Now, are they on tour or what?
No, this is it. They go back home after this. They came to Willamette University.
So Willamette University scored the big one.
Yes. Fantastic display, fantastic drawings. If you like Renaissance drawings, charcoal on paper, a lot of figurative, mythological stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Beautiful setting. So this is the first time I'd been up to the museum, and that was great fun. And then to see this show, it runs through November 6th, so there's not a lot of time. To go see that, but what a jewel, what a show. Had a great time. Closer to home.
What else is going on? Well, while you were off gallivanting, I took in the Dia de los Muertos, Day of the Dead exhibit at Maud Kearns Art Center. That's the 18th year. So much fun. Did you get to go?
Yes, I did. I saw it on Friday. It has five altars, which are fairly elaborate. There's a very specified way of doing it. Each layer has specific things in it. So there are five of those altars.
Could I just mention a couple? Yeah. Because they are important to me. One is a memory of two of my friends that passed away recently. I'm sorry to say. One was a memory of Susan Dearborn Jackson. And, of course, she was a moving force behind a lot of the Day of the Dead altars at Maud Kearns in previous years. Mm-hmm. And Lane Community College, the English department, lost Allison Cadbury last year about this time, and there was a beautiful altar to her. It was wonderful to see her book and her beads and her memories of Greece all acknowledged in that altar.
Mm-hmm. And then besides the altars, there are 26 individual artists. Some have more than one piece in the show, but they all are a little loosely associated with something dead.
Well, they all had skeletons,
right,
and
skeletons.
Zinnias and,
yes,
you know.
Some of them are kind of, there's one by Carol Chapel. I think it's called Remember. It's not real specific. It's more of a moody piece.
That's a beautiful painting.
It is. It was one of my favorites.
It's called Recuerdo, I think.
Yeah. And then one by one of my favorite artists in the valley here, Clint Brown. His is a drawing, very strong drawing called Biodegrading, and it's this guy with a gas mask, and he looks like he's desperately trying to stay alive, but he's losing.
Mm-hmm. Well, I liked some of the tactile art they had there. There was one of those books that they glue together, and then they do a cutout, and the cutout had a skeleton, like a little coffin. It sounds silly, but it's very cool because it was next to Edna St. Millay's poem, Renaissance, which is, you know, one of those really gloomy sort of poetry. And it was really cool. It sounds weird, but this is Day of the Dead stuff.
I didn't grow up with this as part of my culture. And so the first time I saw this, it was rather shocking. But I've been visiting this display now for 3 or 4 years, and it's intriguing, to say the least, and the imagery is very, very strong.
You have to go and really enjoy it. I lined my sister and my niece up in front of a big painting called Raina, which is this elaborately layered symbols painting. It's a beautiful painting by Anthony Hensley. But, you know, I just crassly lined them up and took their photograph and replaced their head with, put them inside the frame.
The skulls and all
we
of that.
We had lots of fun there. And I noticed other people were getting into the spirit of mariachi.
Right. Speaking of musical performance, there will be a performance this week. It's Thursday, October 27th, by Samuel Becerra. It's called the South in the North project, and that will be at Maud Kearns.
I just want to mention this one skeletal Guadalupe in this voluminous hand-knit cape. There were some truly strange and wonderful things there.
Yes.
It was so much fun on these warm autumn days.
Always colorful over there, though.
Yes.
So the first show we talked about quickly was the one at the Hallie Ford Museum at Willamette University in Salem. That one runs through Sunday, the 6th of November. And the Day of the Dead exhibit at Maud Kearns, that runs through November 4th. This has been Viz City. I'm Terry Way.
I'm Sandy Brown Jensen.